She's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my
good morning. Welcome to the Thanksgiving after, the very full edition of Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Good morning.
Lane Lewis.
Good morning.
And me, Sybil. Gobble, gobble. Did everybody get lots of turkey and dressing and all the fixings?
Just enough.
Yeah? Uh-huh. Oh, man, I had to roll myself in here today. I'm still full from Thursday. Yeah. But that's good. A little family time, a little fellowship, fun. And my new car from Autoflex Leasing. I got to give a quick shout out because today as I was driving in, I stopped at the Shell station off of 75 in Knox Henderson. And I parked right in front and I ran inside to get a Red Bull. And the guy said, "I really like your car. What is that?" His name's Anwar. And I said, "It's a Lexus IS250 from Autoflex Leasing." I go, "And it's fantastic." He goes, "Is it new?" And I said, "Yes." And I told him the million and one things that I love about it. And he's like, "How much are your monthly payments?" And I told him, and he's like, "Huh." And he was really interested. And I said, "Do you want me to write down the info for you so you can call him?" And he goes, "Autoflex." He goes, "That's in Richardson off of Beltline and 75, right?" And I go, "Yeah, it's right up the road." He goes, "Okay." I go, "And as a matter of fact, I'm on my way to do a radio show with him right now. If you want to tune in, you can have your questions answered." So that's Anwar over there at Shell, and he might come see y'all.
Cool. That would be great. You know, and speaking of tuning in, Matthew and Nikki Keene tuned in to Autoflex last Saturday, came to see us during the week, and got a new car from us.
Woo-hoo!
So we'd like to thank Matthew and Nikki Keene for their business, and he listens every week. We'd really like to thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congrats on your new ride.
Oh, definitely. And all the people that we can't even name that have called us over the years. I remember a couple of fellows that called a long, long time ago, have leased several sets of cars. When they came in, they said, "We've been listening to you for years. We just knew that once we were ready to be in the market for a vehicle, we were going to call you guys."
Yay!
And they did. So thank you all for the previous clients and all of you future prospective clients that will come our way.
We're thankful for you on Thanksgiving weekend. If you want to give us a call, the number to the studio, 877-881-1053, or send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733, and you can call Autoflex. They are open today. What are those numbers, David?
They're either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can look at the 190, 200 cars, round figure, that we have for sale right now. Great pre-owned cars. Some of them may be only like super, super good. Some of them are great, though. So you can see all those at autoflex.com.
That's right.
Nice. Real nice.
Real nice. You say Takeda, I say Takata. Let's talk about some airbags.
Well, the government is finally tired of the Takata recall stuff, and they have required Takata to recall all of the airbags that they installed during the time that those airbags were defective. So if they don't do it, if they don't comply, they're going to fine them $7,000 per vehicle per day.
Whoa!
To a maximum of $35 million, and if you looked at the number of airbag replacements that are required by this recall, it would exceed the $35 million.
Well, I was going to say, that'll just be there in a day.
Yeah.
If it's per vehicle per day, it's going to be done in a day.
Yeah. So anyway, there are two deadlines looming. They'll have a chance to answer for both of them and then give the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration a positive or negative reply. If they agree to the recall, then they have to begin immediately. If they don't, then it turns into a court case. The problem that probably exists, too many problems in there, is that there's not enough replacement bags. So they're going to be hard-pressed to do everything they need to do in a very timely fashion.
No, go ahead.
No, you.
Didn't we talk a while back about a company that they were having to have make their airbags, like one of their competitors?
Yeah, they've got a couple of competitors that they've asked for help on this. And amazingly enough, both of their competitors have said, "Gosh, we'd really like to help, but we're busy." So we'll see what comes out of that. If you are interested in whether your car is involved, we have a complete list. I reposted it at Autoflex Facebook page, and you can go on the Facebook page and see that if you've got a 2002 through a 2003 Acura CL, or if you've got a 2001 through 2007 Honda Accord, you could be affected. There are literally thousands and thousands, millions of cars involved in this recall. So you can go to autoflex.com. You can look on the Facebook page and look for the story about the recall, massive Takata airbag recall, and it will give a list of all of the vehicles that are involved. Now, you can also go to the manufacturer's website and check there, or you can also go to the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration's website and type in your VIN number in their VIN search and for this, and you'll be able to identify it that way.
I think you're safe if you just drive your car on down to the dealership and say, fix it, because it probably qualifies. The interesting
if you're driving, it probably qualifies.
You know, yeah, if it's a car.
Not Mercedes. Mercedes is not on the list, I noticed.
They don't buy their airbags.
Ah.
Yeah.
They get them somewhere else. But gotcha. Who knows? And the thing is, they want to make this national, so it's not just for the southern humid states. But you know what made me think? I was looking at this list. I sold my 2003 Acura TL to a fellow who came down here from Michigan to get it.
Oh, and that's on the list.
I put it on eBay, and he found it, and he said, you can't get a 10-year-old car that isn't rusted out up here. It had 50,000 miles on it, clean as a pin.
Wow.
No, never wrecked that car. And he came down. He flew down here and bought that car after he sent an inspector to look at it, just like I advise anyone that's interested in purchasing a used car to do, have it inspected by a third party. Not involved with the dealership, not involved with you. You pay them the money to check out the car, and then you get an unbiased opinion. But anyway, that car is in the recall. I mean, I didn't check the VIN, but it's the year model, it's the make, and now it's in Michigan, so he would probably have a tough time getting that car before December 2nd taken care of up there, right?
Well, and here's the thing. If you're in a Honda, you go to a Honda dealer, they're going to replace the airbag, even though they've not said they would.
They've not made a big announcement, but they're not turning anybody away.
Yeah, they're going to replace the airbag. Honda and Toyota both are doing the same thing. Interestingly enough, there is one manufacturer that had some passenger side airbags that were involved in this. Most of these were driver side. But on the passenger side airbags, they said, until you get your airbag replaced, please put like a sticky on the dash and say, do not sit in this seat.
Great. Yeah.
That's real, folks.
Well, you can sit in the back seat.
You can't make this stuff up. Okay. And as an offshoot of this, Honda has now been sort of caught cheating. They have announced that they underreported 1,729 incidents involving a wide variety of safety effects, including 8 incidents leased to the Takata airbag inflators. So this all goes back to the TREAD Act, the Transportation Recall Enhancement Accountability and Documentation Act. Don't they love those names
acronyms
in Congress when they do those? Anyway,
yeah.
That goes back to that act that says that you've got to report serious accidents to the NHTSA. If you don't, then you can get in big trouble, and evidently Honda is in big trouble.
Raise your hand, but only if it's not the only one driving your steering wheel right now. If you've ever downplayed something terrible you've done.
My hand is raised. Yeah, it's no big deal.
You ever
downplayed
anything
noticed
over their lane? You ever downplay? Oh, well, I kind of messed up, but it wouldn't.
Maybe every once in a while.
Yeah. I think they just downplayed it a bit.
Right.
They did, in fact. They downplayed it to a point they didn't mention it. Again, $7,000 per vehicle per day would be the same thing Honda looks at. Again, it would exceed the $35 million maximum fine. And this is the same fine that Ferrari got hit with a couple of weeks ago because they were underreporting serious accidents that would be covered by the TREAD law.
But they don't sell as many vehicles, so it wouldn't get to the numbers that Honda can
right
get to. I'll
no, in fact, they were fined $3.5 million.
Yeah, there you go.
Which will still leave a mark.
Of course.
Sure.
Now, is there any way you could plead ignorance on some of these? You know, well, people didn't report their accidents to us. We're just the manufacturer. We're not the insurance company. We're not the police department. We didn't know.
They the plea was that they had misinterpreted some of the regulation requirements.
Okay.
We are
language
too
barrier
dumb. We didn't understand. If that makes you feel any better. Interestingly enough,
it's Italian. They didn't understand.
Interestingly enough, the studies that have been done recently on resale of vehicles and on sale of new vehicles has reflected that almost no loss in sales has come from any of these recalls.
It never seems to.
Which it may be because there's so many of them.
I'm curious, are any of you Autoflex Leasing fan texters out there nervous about driving your car? I mean, like that one person that said it, they felt like they were driving a car with a loaded shotgun pointed at their face?
It's a real point. I mean,
or are you driving more carefully until you get your airbag replaced?
I'm not nervous because I have a brand new vehicle.
Without that terrible airbag.
Yeah, those airbags haven't been put in cars, I think, since 07. So, okay. Anything newer than that should be all right. But again, I could be wrong on that. Please go to the website. Check it at the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration website, the manufacturer's website, or you can go to Autoflex Facebook page and see if your car is one of the ones involved.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break, but we will return to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil Summers. Phone number to the studio is 877-881-1053, or shoot us an Autoflex Leasing fan text if you're not snapping. 43733 is the number. We've got somebody who texted in and says, I'm not nervous driving whatsoever. This part is confusing to me. I thought drive day today. I've been driving almost 20 years. I've been in one accident that wasn't my fault, and I only have one speeding ticket. So I think I'm doing a good job maintaining safety. I'm not that worried.
Well, so, it's everybody else I'm worried about.
Right. I'm worried about me. Y'all should be worried about me, too, if you see me in your rear view. Also, you can call Autoflex. What are those phone numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area is always autoflex.com, where you can see all our great pre-owned cars. But maybe more importantly, you can get a value of your trade-in. That's one of the things that people really concern themselves with if they didn't lease their last car from Autoflex. And that is, what's my trade going to be worth? And that's a big pivotal point if you were trying to get into a new car. You can owe too much on your trade. You can't trade at that point. Is somebody going to give you full value for it, or are they going to try to give you less than it's really worth? Now, if you leased your last car from Autoflex, that's not a concern because you have guaranteed resale value.
Yep.
But if you didn't, what's my car worth at autoflex.com? You can click on that, fill in the blanks, and you will get an actual black book appraisal online without doing anything else other than filling out a form from your friends at Autoflex.
So I talked about my new car, how Siri now understands me, the voice recognition in the new Lexus, the 2015 versus the 2011. I don't know what they did, but they have improved it by leaps and bounds. And now, like Tammy said last week, Siri gets me. So I love that. And it looks like Jaguar Land Rover is kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah, you know, they have taken a different angle on this rather than the Google Android Auto or the Apple's CarPlay platforms. That's not easy to say all at once.
Not for you, apparently.
Clearly. and they have come up with a system through Cloud Car Incorporated that will integrate your phone into your car without you having to touch things on the center stack. In other words, you don't have to reach over and push anything or look at the center stack. You can activate it and just talk to your car, and it will understand what you're saying. They gave it an example. Take me to a good Lebanese restaurant that's on my route home. And you say that, and the car understands it. And then at that point, I hope you like Lebanese food.
Yeah. So, it's kind of like all the random things people type into Google.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get their answer, right? And somehow or another, you do get there.
You do.
Sometimes I like to tease Google by doing just exactly these weird things. You know, hey, what killed so-and-so's career? You know, we put that in, and it definitely tells you several different things that might have done it. So.
Right.
And the fact that she was crazy probably helped a lot.
Well, I didn't say who, Sean Young.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
After watching Blade Runner?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so here's the bottom line. This is an alternative to everything else, which is going to take your eyes off the road. And this does not take your eyes off the road. It is not perfect, but for Jaguar Land Rover, it is their way to make your phone integrate into your life while you're driving your car. Because like I said, if you're looking at the center stack, you're not looking at the road.
Yes.
No matter how long it takes.
another interesting. They said that this startup tech company, CloudCar, has been, you know, really operating under the radar without a lot of, you know, news worthiness. So they've been probably trying to work on this so that nobody else could swoop in and start trying to do exactly what they're doing. But it makes me think of that show that you, the Silicon Valley, where the guys are all competing to try to fix some problem and they've got sticky notes and they're moving them from one side to another. So as soon as I read this, I thought I went instantly to that episode of that hilarious show.
Love that show.
But these are brilliant people coming up with ways for us to make our lives more convenient.
They are. And the big difference in these guys and the Apple and the Android solutions are these guys have brought this thing to market in record time. Mm-hmm. They have, under the radar, absolutely brought something to market that's brand new, and they've done it in record time. So it's going to be interesting to see how it develops. Again, it's not perfect, but it may be a big improvement over everything else we're looking at.
Record time makes me think startup, young millennials, Red Bulls, Monsters, that whole thing.
Exactly. Now, is this going to be exclusive to Jaguar Land Rover, or will they sell it to other brands?
Well, right now it's exclusive to Jaguar. They have paid for the licensing on it, so pretty well exclusive.
It will be expensive.
Yeah, but I'm sure other people will start following suit.
Of course.
If it works, they'll figure out a way to do a pop-off, as they used to say.
I like that, though. I'm excited about that
for
people. Mm-hmm. So Toyota is also making some changes with their safety.
Yeah, you know, they're bringing active safety to the market faster maybe than any other big automotive company, and the way they're doing it, and they're doing it to every car, not just the super highline cars. Now, usually these big advances hit the highline cars first. So if you were talking about Toyota, the Lexus LS would be their highline model, and it would start getting the stuff before any the really improved safety stuff before any other cars do. But Toyota is trying to make it affordable so that they can bring these features to every car that they build. They've got pre-crash packages that will stop the car when it's going 19 miles an hour or less and prevent an accident. And up to 50 miles an hour, it will still reduce the speed of the car to 19 miles an hour more and drops it down to a point that it's not as severe a crash. They've got lane avoidance or lane change avoidance warning that actually brings the car back into line. They've also got an active radar system that will put you behind cars and that you're following and keep the same distance with them. Just all kinds of really, really neat things. Those will lead to the caravan effect, which is what everyone is eventually looking for in autonomous cars, so that you can just get in line and no one slows down, no one stops. If someone has a wreck on the side of the road, nobody stops to look or slows down.
Oh, I love
that. It just
that.
Takes you. You just
yes.
go.
You have to keep going. Don't get to slow down. The two things that stood out there are important because the texting isn't going away.
Okay, right.
So we go back to the cloud car, using your phone, the interface, all this stuff in the car. That's not going away. Clearly, this is where our future is taking us. So the cars have to become more safer.
Autonomous.
We have to have all of these things to keep us from killing each other, right? Because we're just not going to put down the phone and all of our technology while we're driving.
So in addition to the pre-crash warnings and stopping devices, they have new headlamps that will steer with your steering wheel. So when you turn your wheel to the right or left, your lights will light the way in that area. They've got vehicle-to-vehicle communication and vehicle-to-intelligent intersection communication coming in.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that your car will be wireless as well as the other cars around you, and they will all be on the same frequency. And so when a car is approaching your intersection that you're approaching, maybe and there's trees or a house and you can't see them, your car will know that it's there. And it will warn you that there's a car coming from the right or from the left or there's some sort of a threat there. Also, the vehicle to infrastructure, which means that it will talk to traffic control devices and that kind of thing, so your car understands what's going on with the environment around it and makes it a much safer and easier trip for you.
I like it. But you know what I heard out of that? This is how bizarre I think. When you're talking about the lights moving as the wheel moves, I'm thinking of sitting there kind of cutting your eyes across at people. So when you're parked, you might see somebody cute and kind of turn your wheel and kind of flash your lights their direction.
Actually, my car does that now, and it's really nice.
Ah.
Yeah, when you turn your wheels to the right or the left, the steering wheel goes. So, anyway, in addition to, they have new vision technology. You know, they've got the bird's eye view technology on a lot of cars now, so that when you look at the vehicle navigation screen, you can see all the way around the car. It's really sort of
that
a cool thing.
That is so awesome.
But now they've got a see-through view technology so that your blind spots disappear. And you can look at the screen and see back where the sail panel is in the back, where you normally can't see, especially if you're in an FJ Cruiser. You can see all the way through the car, and it's called see-through technology, and that is another one of the big technologies that Toyota is working on, again, to bring to the masses, and that's going to start in 2015. Now, they'll start this in Japan, and then it will come to Europe and the U.S. and other markets in the next 2 to 3 years.
How long before each car has its own drone that can see everything around it, above it,
yeah,
tell you about traffic up
ahead?
What a
great idea.
Well,
what a great idea. You have a little drone control, and that gives you, because you don't need to drive anymore.
Right.
You can just control your drone.
Right, and just tell me what's happening up ahead. Should I take George Bush? Should I take 75?
Yeah.
Should I take the tollway? Why is there a slowdown? Go out there and find out, Mr. Drone.
That's a great idea. I love all this technology, but one of the things that worries me is there's always going to be the evildoers, and what if somebody hacks into your car and takes you where you don't want to go, or does something even worse? Or what if they just watch you while you're doing your own stuff in there?
You remember we did a story about three or four weeks ago.
It wasn't a pick.
We did a story about
Jerry Seinfeld. Sorry.
We did a story about 3 or 4 weeks ago where Mercedes-Benz has taken great care to make sure that no one can hack your car as they build smarter and smarter cars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I was hoping that there would be some solution to it. I figured there would be, though. If they're smart enough to create this stuff, I can't be the first person who's ever thought, well, it might go wrong. So they're smart enough to figure out solutions.
We sure hope so.
Yeah. All right. We got to take a quick break. We will be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your host, David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing fan text is 43733, and the numbers to Autoflex are...
either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, Autoflex.com on the World Wide Web.
Can I ask a question about radio delays and TV delay? Did radio have a delay, the 7-second delay before TV, or did it happen about the same time? Because I just learned that Richard Pryor, going on Saturday Night Live's first show, is the reason for the 5-second delay on television.
They invented the 5-second delay because they were afraid of what he might say.
So, I don't know which came first. I do know that, I mean, obviously radio's been around longer, so maybe that one came first, but who knows?
I was wondering.
Yeah, good question. Sometimes you have an even longer delay.
Because I was still talking. I was still talking when the red light came on.
I hate to break the fourth wall here.
Yeah, that's why when Lane says, okay, guys, 10 seconds in 5, 4, 3. Yeah. I'm over here like going,
I'm glad Tammy's, you didn't do that on the air.
Right. And then Tammy's like, and then I had some stuffing and I made carrot
cake. 5 seconds till we go.
I had some pie with whipped cream on top. I had it for sale at the grocery store.
Lane's freaking out by this point.
David's the only professional on this show.
We're on right now.
He throws things at me. He misses every time, but he throws things at me. Okay, sorry.
All right.
We're back.
We are back, but we did get an Autoflex Leasing fan text. I hear you guys talking about Save Money Monday all the time. What is that?
Okay, Save Money Monday is when we sell cars to the public that we're about to send to the auction. Now, here's the deal. If we send it to auction, we know we'll get wholesale for it. So we reduce the price a bunch and then offer them to the public for one day. And that is on Monday, Save Money Mondays. Now, if you're looking for one of those Save Money Monday cars, you can see them at either location in Dallas Richardson, just south of Beltline on Central, or in Arlington, just west of the Parks Mall on I-20. Or you can go to autoflex.com and look at the specials. So if you're in the market for a car, especially a pre-owned car, it's a great way to save some big money.
Mm-hmm.
And you can probably swoop in and snag one of those today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If they're you ask really today. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so gas costs are going down, and does that affect the way that you shop for cars?
You know, that's a really, really good question maybe for some of our listeners, because gas costs are down. I'm looking at GasBuddy.com right now, and if you go to the Murphy USA store on Central Expressway in Mid Park, gas is $2.44 a gallon. If you go to $2.47 a gallon, you can find gas all over Dallas at $2.47. I had a Facebook friend that posted $1.97.
Whoa!
On Thursday, on Thanksgiving Day.
That's awesome.
I don't know if it was real or not. You never know. You know, it's Facebook. And none of that stuff's real, by the way, folks. That's not really people's lives out there. That's just what they show you. Yeah. Just saying.
I'm just happy it starts with a 2.
Yes, exactly.
And not a 3 approaching a 4.
Well,
who's happy about that? Honk your horn.
Honk, honk. Definitely about that. But I also wonder, you know, we talked about how around holidays, gas prices go up because people are traveling and they know that you're going to be taking road trips. So is that the increased price, the $2.44 and the $2.47?
I don't think so. I think gas prices have just been going down, down, down. And a lot of the reason, of course, is because we have a glut of gasoline. The fracking that they've been doing for years really works. It's a less expensive way to get gas than it is to import it from all over the world. And the nations that export gasoline or oil have not cut back their production. So gas continues to drop. And my question is, how does that affect our listeners as they're shopping for a car? Because if you go back to 2009, mm-hmm. you couldn't sell an SUV or a pickup truck.
Oh, couldn't
give
one
away. Would touch one. Now, they've become really back in vogue. A lot of people buying SUVs, a lot of people buying pickup trucks. I'm wondering how that affects our listeners. Are you shopping for a car right now? Is gasoline a consideration for you
mm-hmm.
at $2.47 a gallon? The EPA is concerned also because they'd mandated that we have a CAFE requirement, which is the corporate average fuel economy, of 54.5 miles per gallon by 2025. Folks, that's not that long away. That's like 10 years.
No, yeah. Time
that's,
flies.
That's double.
Seems far away. It's not.
Right.
That's double what cars are getting right now.
Right.
Wow.
So I'm wondering how it affects people, because that's how it's going to affect.
How it affects shopping for the vehicle.
Yeah.
In my opinion, though, with the way that fuel economy is improving in vehicles and all the technology is changing rapidly, and people want to keep up, right? People buy new cell phones all the time at $300, $400, and $500 a pop, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're constantly changing out their cell phone. Cars are a little more expensive to switch out on the technology like that, right?
Right.
TVs, they change. Everything changes. So that made me think leasing certainly seemed like the way to go with a car, with the technology rapidly changing, with the fuel
yeah.
economy requirements, and the fact that they will improve with fuel economy. And I believe that fuel prices are so volatile. Yes, we can enjoy the two whatever right now, but I don't believe that'll last.
Right.
Of course. I'm positive it will get back up into the high threes eventually. I don't know when, why, how, but it will happen. We all know that will happen again. So how does that affect how you're going to decide to keep the car? How long you'll, and what is your tipping point? You know, at what price does gas become so expensive that you do have to make a different decision?
I think it's a really, really good point. Also, we've gotten some Autoflex Leasing fan texts now. 237 at the QT on Centerville Road in Garland. Thank
all
you,
right.
David.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll get some reports on gas prices. Also, Autoflex Leasing Fantex, what can cause an auto to vary from 17.5 miles per gallon to almost 22 miles per gallon driving the same route every day? How many stops do you make? How many corners do you go around? How many times do you put your foot through the carburetor? Those are the things. I mean, it's your driving style and the terrain. How many hills?
The temperature?
Not
well, I'm
much.
Just thinking about the tire pressure.
Yeah, tire pressure, though. Yeah, that does bring it down.
Tire pressure goes down because it's cold, and that if we don't reinflate, mm-hmm. then that can affect our fuel economy.
I would think almost anyone out there can get the EPA suggested mileage on any car you buy if you drive it very, very carefully to increase the mileage. People just don't do that. They just drive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I know for me, I just got my car from Autoflex last week, and I didn't look at the gas prices or the EPA sticker or whatever it is on the side of the window. Like, I didn't even, that didn't factor in for me at all.
At all.
But I just, maybe it's because right now I've gotten comfortable with the gas prices the way they are.
Yeah.
So I didn't even think about it.
And they're way down.
Right.
I mean, if you're spending $100 a week to buy gasoline,
yeah, then
that's something else.
Factor it in, yeah.
Sure. So what is the tipping point? That's a great question. Where, maybe some of our fan texters can text in and let us know at what point dollar figure or price per gallon figure does that become a huge consideration. And the other thing, the folks that had leased their cars from us going into 2008, 2009, when gasoline doubled in price basically in a year, they were in great shape because they simply turned those cars in and they didn't sell them and take huge losses.
Right.
So if you lease your car, if you lease your car now and you got a truck, 4 years from now, if gas is 5 1/4 a gallon, you don't have to worry about the resale value. You simply turn it back in, which is sort of a nice thing.
I feel like we could possibly look at our own records and be able to tell you what that tipping point is. If it hadn't been that the economy took a dive all at the same time as gas prices spiking through the ceiling, you know, all of that was going on at the same time. It was like that perfect storm.
I think the gas prices caused most of the dive, honestly. That was the one thing that negatively affected everyone's pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone had less money to spend.
You don't think that, well, I don't want to get into all that.
It cost the gasoline.
It's history.
It hit everyone at the same time, and everyone got scared, and everyone stopped spending money.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the economy. When the economy is bad, it's because we're not spending money. When the economy is good, it's because we are spending money. If you remember after 9/11, the first thing they did was a big tax cut to everyone, and they offered 0% interest on cars, and that kept us from going into a recession after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
When gasoline doubled in price, there was nothing anyone could do. It just became too expensive for everyone. It just took a big chunk out of your wallet.
It's so hard to do, though. It's easy to understand, you know, the old do as I say, not as I do. It's easy to think, okay, I need to spend money, but it's so hard to do whenever you're watching your bank account dwindle.
Oh, sure, you're
scared. Go out there and go, yeah. I don't know if I want to get this.
It affected everyone. It affected people with lots of money and people with almost no money.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a scary deal.
Mm-hmm.
I keep saying, don't hoard the money, though. Keep it flowing through the economy.
Yes. Autoflex Leasing fan text 43733 to the size of your wheels affect your MPG.
No.
Or your tires, maybe?
No.
No. Just the inflation of your tires.
Yes.
That can affect it.
Yeah.
So keep those properly inflated.
But just think about and really big wheels usually go on a really large vehicle, which gets really low fuel economy. So that all goes together.
Yep.
In a package.
And we know that from one of our fabulous fan texters last week, Autoflex Leasing fan texters, that if the temperature drops 10 degrees, you lose 1 pound of inflation
one
in
PSI
your tires.
One pound
per square inch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when it goes down 30 degrees, that's why your light indicators on your tire pressure go on in your car.
Because you've lost some pressure there.
Yeah.
So you're affecting, if you don't go back and air it up, so keep one of those things in your garage so you can just, you know, fill it back up with air. That's how it sounds.
What's the
engine? Wondering.
Okay.
fill it back up, and that way your fuel economy will stay level.
Perfect. Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter says gas is $2.40 a gallon in Grandview.
All right.
That's getting so cheap, it's crazy, huh?
Love it.
I don't want to stockpile it if it wasn't dangerous to keep it hanging around the garage.
I think the tipping point for me, though, where I would finally go, okay, I'm going to have to change my car out, is, like you mentioned, David, if it was $100 a week, that suddenly is an extra $400 a month, and then your car payment is $1,000 a month instead of whatever it is. And
that was happening to people.
Yeah. And that's,
that was happening. They were calling us, we need out of this vehicle. And we saw so many people that were so underwater on the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they owed a lot more because the value. And I was really advising people. I was like, just if you could hang tight for a bit, this is going to correct itself again.
It's a vicious cycle, though, because then you think, okay, I can hang tight for, you know, 6 months or a year. I'll go get another job. But then it's more gas to drive to and from that other job. And then it all just kind of circles back around.
Jump on the bus, baby.
Yeah.
You have to. Well, I had a fellow that called, and he wanted out of this 3/4-ton, 4-wheel drive, just one of those big old trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was driving from Dallas to Fort Worth every day. He was a project manager in construction. And by the time I calculated everything, he was about $14,000 in the tank.
Ooh.
And he wanted to get something with good fuel economy, which meant a little car. there's no way there was enough rebate, advance, et cetera, to bury that kind of money. And he didn't have the money to just stroke a check to. I was like, park your truck and let me sell you one of these little economical cars that mm-hmm. we have that gets 30 miles to the gallon. You drive that to and from your job. That, with the gas, insurance, everything is cheaper than what you'd be paying for the gas just to drive your truck every month, because he was spending over $600 a month on gas. He was like, I hadn't thought about that. I said, that's why people call Autoflex. Yep. We think outside the box. We can come up. If you can't do what you want to do, we're going to come up with the what you can do
mm-hmm.
and offer you a solution. So I feel like that's one of the best reasons people should call us. It's probably the main reason people keep coming back over and over again. We have like a 70% customer retention rate. They come back over and over again because we solve their problems. We make it simple, you know. And I was always very transparent with my client. I mean, I just told him, I was like, you're not going to be able to get out of that truck.
Right.
You park it.
Yeah.
He appreciated it.
Well, he didn't lose all that money on the truck either. I mean, right. That was the big thing, was he didn't lose $10,000, $12,000, $13,000 instantly, which mm-hmm. is just crazy, because people will come in and they don't think about, those are $100 bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Light them on fire.
That's right. Okay, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Leg guitar coming out on Saturday morning test drive.
Okay, then.
This is what coffee and Red Bull mix does to you.
I'm telling you.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil.
I know why this room is padded.
Right?
It's not for sound.
No. Not soundproofing.
You wild talent. Woo! On the air.
Yeah. Send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text, 43733, or you can call Autoflex. They are open today. You want to do some Black Friday weekend shopping? These are the numbers.
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, so you can do something really cool like set up a test drive online. One of the things people hate the most about shopping for a car is having to go from place to place to place and spend between 3.5 and 5.5 hours in each place.
Yes.
Which means if you want to look at four different cars, you're talking about 2 weekends basically shot just to look at cars. At Autoflex.com, you can click on Arrange a Test Drive, and we'll line those cars up side by side for you. You can drive them all in one place. Bring the dog kennels, bring the kid seats, bring your spouse to see if they fit, bring whatever you want to bring, and test drive all the cars at one time. It's a great service at Autoflex.
Mm-hmm. And you can get the ball rolling on Cyber Saturday at autoflex.com. Getting lots of Autoflex Leasing fan texts now about how gas prices are affected by your tires. And somebody says, airless tires are coming. And will they ever make it to our cars? Military already uses them, and they have them for ATVs as well. What do you guys think? Thanks, David.
Yeah, we have
We've talked about them.
There are a couple of airless tires that will come to market in the next few years. They're going to be more expensive than tires with air in them because of the cost of construction and research and development, but they won't ever be able to have a flat. One of the cool things is one of the airless tires that's coming out is going to have a core, and then it's going to have a slip-on tire that goes on top of the core. So you keep the same core of the tire, and when the outer rim wears out, you just replace that.
What was it called? The Tweel?
That's the Bridgestone, I think.
Well, I thought that was the tire and wheel all together.
Yeah, that's a different thing.
Oh,
that's a Tweel.
I could be completely wrong.
Yeah,
I usually am. But these would be great for anybody with crazy girlfriends.
Why?
Oh, you only slash the tires.
Oh, yeah. Good call. So it is a holiday weekend, so lots of people are out there drinking. And we always say, don't drink and drive. Get yourself a cab or maybe an Uber or a Lyft or there's a new one now called One Ride.
Well, you can get an Uber in Texas, but you can't get one in Nevada. Uber moved into Nevada and did what they've done everywhere else, which is ignore all the local laws and regulations. And the Attorney General of Nevada is about to run them out of the state, I think, or they'd like to. They said that Uber is a really, really interesting company because they come into the state and then they try to cause public opinion to overcome state and local laws concerning transportation services. Now, first of all, Nevada is the home of Las Vegas, which is the home of every taxi in the world, if you've ever been there.
Yep.
So the taxi companies are very influential in Las Vegas. You can imagine they pay a ton of taxes. Uber moved in. They're not licensing their drivers with the state. They don't have commercial insurance on the vehicles, and they're saying it's not their job because they're just a communication company. Well, the Attorney General in Nevada said they are a transportation company, and they either toe the line and do what everyone else does, or they can't operate here.
So I'm watching TMZ, and they a celebrity, and then just a random person had this altercation about a parking spot. And the cameras, of course, because they're always trying to catch celebrity, they run over and they catch this woman. And she's saying, well, you know, she was here for her chemo treatment. She's a breast cancer patient and blah, blah, blah. And then they zoom in on this Uber tag hanging in her window. And, oh, are you an Uber car driver? She's like, yes. And then this little girl runs up. Oh, you're my ride. And then they show her face again, deer in the headlights. And she goes, and after I take her where she's going, I'm going to my doctor. It was
it was horrible.
But then they said,
horrible.
Don't you want your Uber driver to scratch and claw to make it more convenient for you? Because they pulled right up. It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Before you ride in an Uber car, read their terms of service. Their terms of service are on their site. I think it's 32 pages. I read the whole thing. If you still want to take them after you read their terms of service, then feel free.
Nobody ever reads the terms of service.
No.
They scroll to the bottom, they click agree, move on.
Yep.
What's in there, I wonder?
I've said before, I'm not a huge fan of Uber. But yeah, what is in there?
Well, they're not responsible for anything as Uber. And the cars are not vetted in any way, so there's no safety regulations. And there's no insurance requirements of any kind, so that if someone was in an accident and injured, the driver of the car would have coverage on the car, but if you're a passenger, it's very questionable that you'd have any coverage because you have to have the right kind of insurance for livery in order for your personal insurance to cover a paying passenger. And that's what you got.
Did you say it was Uber or Lyft, that terrible accident that I think was in California where they hit the fire hydrant
that was
flying
Uber.
Off?
It still hasn't come to court. An Uber driver on the way to pick up a fare was in an accident. His car veered into a fire hydrant. The fire hydrant flew down the street and killed a child.
Oh.
And so there's a lawsuit now in San Francisco over that.
I have a friend, David, you just mentioned the safety isn't there for Uber. And I have a friend who a couple weeks ago, we had gone out and she took an Uber home and she texted the next morning and said, oh my gosh, I almost got abducted last night. And she said that the guy was going in the complete wrong direction of her apartment. She was only 5 minutes away from her house. And she said he got on the highway, which the bar we were at, you didn't have to get on a highway to get back to her apartment. And then she said she was going, hey, where are you going, dude? And he ended up, she was calling somebody and she pretended that she was calling the cops. So he took her back to her house and she starts kicking to get out. And then she realized she left her keys in the Uber because she was in such a hurry to get out. So she goes up to her apartment and she's like, oh, dear, I'm not going back to that car. But she ended up calling. So she called a locksmith. She got into her apartment. Then she called Uber a couple hours later and the guy was still in her parking lot because he said, oh, I realized you left your keys. So I was just going to sit down here and wait for you.
Oh,
isn't that creepy?
Yeah.
That's what I mean, though. They don't get vetted. You're right. And I'm not saying they're all like that. That was just one experience. But they don't vet their drivers.
I don't even need to go to the gym today now.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. Do you guys have the 2014 Mustang, and what do you guys think about it? I just saw one, and it sounds and looks like a beast. Okay, I read about the new GT that is out, and it is a beast. It's not as big a beast as the 500 GT was last year, but it's a 350 GT, Carroll Shelby special, and it is a beast. 500 horsepower and just an amazing, amazing car. We delivered a white Mustang yesterday to one of our old customers. So, yes, we do have that. That's the other thing. If you've been out and looked for a car and have been told that you cannot have the car, that it's not available, that's not totally true, folks. Give us a call. Part of what we do is we find cars that no one else can find, and we deliver them to you, to your home or office or to a restaurant to surprise someone, call us and tell us what you want. It's a fun deal.
If they tell you that car's made of unobtainium, call Autoflex.
Yeah, I got my Autoflex car delivered to me out at the Gaylord Texan last week. I was out there doing some jobs or a work job, and I ended up having my car delivered. So
and
that was nice.
Last time it was down here.
Yeah, at the radio station.
So we have the smartest Autoflex leasing van texters. They did reply back about the size of the tires.
And they said because they're bigger and heavier, it takes more energy to move the car.
Mm.
And that makes sense.
The tires.
Yeah. We talked about this last week. Tammy talked about it. Sam Pack, local area Ford dealer, had a big auction. And the auction worked better than anyone suspected that it might. A rare 425 horsepower 67 Shelby Cobra that had been valued at about $1 million went for $1.29 million. A 63 Shelby 289 Cobra sold for $880,000. A 2006 Ford GT went for $418,000. And a 1931 Chrysler CG Imperial Roadster went for $341,000. Altogether, Mr. Pack sold 131 cars and generated $11.5 million.
Wow.
What's he going to do with all that money?
Yeah.
Well, I think he just bought the Chevrolet store across the street. In fact, I know he did. So part of that money probably went to buy the Chevrolet store across the street from his Ford dealer in Carrollton, which he's going to move across to the same side of the street as his Ford dealer. They're going to take down the old hotel that's next to the Ford dealership. And they're going to put in a Chevrolet store,
Mile
brand new
cars.
One. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, Sam Pack.
All right. So if we didn't have time to get to your Autoflex leasing fan text, you can call Autoflex. They're open right now, 817 or 972-234-1234, or go online to autoflex.com. We'll see you back here next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Lane for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.